All right.
What's up, man?
We ret.
Yeah, I know. Do you want to get wait till you're done with your IC or?
Man, listen.
That
no.
nigga got three of them on deck, so you know.
this is like my third one today, though, man. I'm thinking, that pink lemonade won't fire, though, man. It won't fire.
We just had to start, you know, let him make all his noises per usual. And then,
yeah, man.
And then it'll be over, and then it'll start back up near the end of the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Gotta keep my vocals lubed up. Pause.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
And now we have our sound bite for the pre-show.
Just like that.
Eric Dickerson episode.
Oh, shit.
Two Rams in a row. That's what the fuck is up.
He had to pick Eric Dickerson. Huh?
yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
What's good, people? Welcome to episode 29, the Eric Dickerson edition of the Frocast.
Pause.
I'm Saul Wright, a.k.a. Who Gives a Fuck. You already heard the pause, so you know who that is. It's the nigga King Germ. Say what's good to the people, bro.
What's going on, man? It's your boy King Germ, man. The real, a.k.a. Young Magic Johnson.
Oh, that could go any kind of way. You sure you want to stick with that before we move on?
Sticking with it, bro. All
right. Well, we got Young Magic Johnson over there. And coming back from sick leave, this motherfucker was on FMLA for a minute. Used all his sick days, the homie. Be easy. Say what's up, Sicky Ricardo.
What's up? It's Be Easy, a.k.a. Young Bear White, a.k.a. Mike Austin, the fat shit thriller. I'm on Vicodin this episode. You know what I'm saying? A shout out to Dr. Robinson. If you listening to this, give me a call back. We can set that date up. Go watch the Avengers.
As long as you pay your bill first.
Yep, she gonna set up a date, all right? A date for payment.
I mean, she knew I didn't have no insurance when she took my wooden teeth out. She knew this.
Yeah, that's why your ass was sick for 9 weeks. What else did she take out? And did she give you something else to go with the wisdom teeth?
Maybe. Right. I want her to give me something else. She's a very attractive woman.
Yeah.
Very attractive woman.
You might not want to back on it on the Frocast.
Hey, don't doctors got to take a, what they call it, a hypocritic or hyper, whatever that
oath
they
got to take? Hypocritic oath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So dentists don't have to do that because dentists will turn your ass down.
Exactly.
You can go there with your gum swole the fuck. They're like, oh, well, we can't do nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so how
this car, this car would decline.
Yeah, they're like, whoa, well, you know, yeah, exactly. So how do they get past that? Like, why are they not liable to that law? Like, if a doctor, you go to a doctor, he got to, even though they know you ain't going to pay. Like, if I go to the emergency room and I'm looking at that lady when I'm filling out that slip, and I'm like, you know you ain't getting that, right? Because like, I know the next time you can't turn me down. So you
They probably just go ahead and send some people shit straight to collection agencies. They don't even start a bill for that ass. Like, you know what? I know we never going to see Mr. Jones again. Just slide that shit on through. Send it straight to Calvary. Before we get to the fuckery on the episode and find out what happened to Mr. Sick Leave, we got to say rest in peace to a few musical icons. We lost MCA. We should have talked about this last week, but we missed it. We lost MCA of the Beastie Boys. We lost Junior Seau of the San Diego Chargers and the Patriots. Didn't he play for somebody else, too? The Miami Dolphins, I think.
Yeah, Patriots. I knew the Miami Dolphins, yeah.
And we lost the godfather of Go-Go, Chuck Brown, passed earlier today. So, you know, we got to give our rest in peace and condolences to the family and friends of all of those icons. And, you know, we ain't going to talk about all the details of all of those. I don't think any of those were, like, we saw it coming type of situations. They were all kind of sudden, so... Rest in peace, man, but the show must go on to the nigga that we almost had to say rest in peace is Be Easy, man. We glad you back, bruh. So what the fuck happened?
Well, you know, I had some wisdom teeth to come out. I had been in pain. And I also went to the hospital because I got dehydrated, too.
Hey, man, so. Listen, dog. He probably.
Go ahead. Here we go.
Go ahead, get it in, here we bro. Go.
So you got your wisdom teeth taken out, right?
Okay. Well, no.
Your throat was hurting, and
wait, why the throat hurt come in?
And did he say he was in pain? He said you know, whatever, dehydrated and all that good stuff. What were you doing?
No, what happened was is that the pain got really bad because you know when your wisdom teeth get too bad, it like goes into like your up under your eyes and shit like that. And I had started reading shit on the internet about a guy who died because his teeth went bad or something. So I was kind of freaking out, and so I wasn't eating or drinking anything normally because it was hurting. So one day I got up and I was just throwing up, and you know, went to the hospital and they said I was dehydrated. And so, yeah. So that happened.
You sure you didn't do a Ghetto Gaggers episode?
Good God.
Damn.
Really?
Sorry.
No. I hope nobody out there knows what Ghetto Gaggers is.
I do, and I'm unfortunately able to recognize that fucking reference. I'm not happy about that.
Yeah. I do want to say that I listened to the forecast for the 2 weeks that I was out, and I mean this is style out of bullshit. I think I told Jeremy this too. I was very proud of y'all, man. Y'all, it was two good shows. You know, sometimes I say shit is good because I'm a part of it, or people I know. If I didn't know you guys, those two shows were really, really good, and I think y'all got good feedback on them. So, you know,
we appreciate that, to y'all. You know, we do what we can. You know what I'm saying?
Shahid and Fife Dawg held it down, man.
But we glad to have you back, bro. So you know, no more sick days. You're pretty much done for the rest of the year.
Yeah, man.
You can't call that for shit else now at this point. Nigga, stop.
My job that I only been to for like what a month said the same thing. Now look, now we understand your teeth. Right. But you know, well, you gotta stop.
Yeah, they don't really give a fuck when you first start working, because I know I had to call in at my last gig. I had to call in like after the second week. I got dog sick up in that motherfucker. Like, you ain't got no sick days yet. I said, okay, well, don't pay me, but I can't come the fuck in. I don't really care. Came back, you know, you got another 90 days. You got to make it without missing a day before we can take you on probation and get benefit. I don't care, nigga. I was sick. What you want me to do? I'm gonna come to work sick, and then another 9 people gonna be gone the next 3 days, and I'm gonna have to do triple work. Nah, I just stay at home.
Yeah,
but let's get to the show.
It's funny that.
Oh, go ahead.
No, my dentist actually had me out for 3 days.
But why wouldn't you answer emails, nigga?
What is that?
Why wouldn't you answer emails, though, nigga? You wasn't that sick.
Oh yeah, I was fucked up. I was fucked up. I was sick. My car was tore up. You know what I'm saying? My teeth were hurting. I was dehydrated. You know, but
how do a grown man get dehydrated? I just don't understand it, man.
I told you, man. Just
and you don't stupid. Drink alcohol.
You weren't drinking. You ain't drinking water or nothing, man. I mean, you weren't even drinking water.
Nah.
Oh, see, man, that's your fault. Dehydration is your fault.
My damn teeth was hurting, man. It was full up. Thing. It was full. I just wasn't drinking, nigga. It was hurting that bad. I was just in the bed, basically. I would go to work. I would take all my Tylenols, and then I would come home, and I would just like, you know. And I think I probably took too many Tylenols too.
I'm about to say that. You might need your liver checked out, man.
Yeah, can we talk about how quickly you were dehydrated? Like, how malnourished are you? That you were dehydrated after 2 days without water in Atlanta. It's not like this nigga lives in the desert or some shit. This nigga's in Atlanta. The temperature ain't broke 100 degrees yet, and he's dehydrated for 2 days without water.
But you got to understand, man. BZ weigh like 110 pounds.
I'm starting to believe you.
Hey, I got my Viking and Nato, nigga. Got my Viking and Nato, nigga.
Man, fax me like 3 pills.
Tell him what happened to the you took the Viking, man. He going to say... tell him the experience you had with the Viking, be easy.
Oh, you talking about? I think we talking about when I first got home and like the gas and Novocaine was wearing off. I could feel the pain coming, so I took a Vicodin, and then like 30 minutes later, I was like, damn, I'm finna throw up. And I got really sick again. I was like, shit. And my mother called me. She said, you alright? I said, nah, mom, I'm sick again. She said, what's wrong? I took a Vicodin. She said, did you eat anything with the Vicodin? I was like, oh,
this nigga.
Okay. Okay.
See, he never
anything that has to
food.
Do with eating. It's just
yeah, it's just like no, exactly. And it's
my
just like
my jaw was swollen up.
The same day I got my wisdom teeth put out eating Chinese food, like an hour or 2 hours later.
That was stupid of you.
No, I'm hungry. They told me I couldn't eat. They said that we can't eat before the surgery. So that whole morning, I was just like, then my wife, she go get something to eat from somewhere. And so I'm riding in the car with her, and I'm smelling this food, knowing I can't eat, man. So I'm sitting there like, oh, God, get this mess done with. And, man, as soon as I left there, man, I went to the Chinese place. I'm talking my gums was still bleeding, bro. And I was eating Chinese food, man.
I did slide at the Kroger pharmacy, though. I did slide on the paper.
You can't help it. It's uncontrollable, man. It's just coming.
And then the lady knew because she was like, what's your name again? I was like, my name is Brandon. What's your name again? My name is Brandon. I kept talking, and all of a sudden, that slide just slid down. I looked down. I'm like, shit.
Your mouth is numb. You just can't feel it, man. It's just like, your lips just feel like Kim Kardashian or something, bro. Anna Nicole Smith. I don't know, man. You just, oh, man. It's just crazy.
And my nephew, he just in there laughing. Look at him. Look at him. Like, nigga, really? No help whatsoever.
Yeah. So your little ass was walking around sick with a bib on and goddamn Kroger.
I had to get my prescription.
And the yoga pants.
I never wear yoga pants in my life, but okay.
You mean you don't wear them in public? I understand.
He had on hospital scrubs. You know, the nigga got admitted.
Hey, but hold on. Whoa. Did y'all see that shit I put in the damn forums about yoga?
Nah.
You saw that shit.
No,
you
I
know somebody
it. There? No,
yeah, about DDP helping that guy who couldn't walk.
Yoga, that wasn't yoga, though. That was some Pilates or something.
No, that's yoga. DDP is a world-renowned yoga instructor now.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, Chris Jericho, back was so messed up. DDP fixed all that shit. Just want to say that. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry, Saul. You can start.
Who is DDP for the people out there that don't know?
Diamond Dallas Page, former world heavyweight champion of WCW, was U.S. champion.
Yeah. Okay, you don't have to.
Kimberly Page, former Nitro girl. He sued Jay-Z for the diamond sign. He lost.
Wow, the Illuminati said no to DDP.
Right.
The Illuminati straightened that one out for him.
But it's a video in the forums, Saul and everybody out there. It's called Never Give Up, and it's pretty good. It's in a barbershop session, and it's actually pretty inspirational, don't you say, Jern?
Yeah, it's very inspirational.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's for all of you that didn't know. The forums must go on. I know we lost one of our valued members from the forums, but the forums must go on. We keep posting shit.
Yeah, man, it's just not the same, man. Peabody, come on back, man. I'm sorry, man. Is it what you wanted to hear, man? I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
I can't believe you did him like that, bro.
Man, I mean, this week I noticed I ain't seen no fight videos this week. And I don't like going to WorldStar to, you know, look at everything just because you get caught up and you're there for 3 hours. And then you're like, oh, gosh, I've been to WorldStar 3 hours. So, you know, Peabody, he put up the Fight of the Week compilations. I sit there and watch a 15-minute video of people fighting. But, you know, it's just, man, just come on back, man. I apologize, man.
I'm also, aren't you mad that WorldStar Hip Hop don't have tags? Like, when it says music video, when it says fight, because I would just click on the fight tag all the time.
I absolutely just hate that website. And I don't go.
And it's terrible. I would only see
their movies when Peabody
posts. It's not the devil.
I hate the website. It's the most unorganized bullshit I've ever seen. I hate that website. But they do numbers, so, you know.
Listen. And running a close second with words on the website, probably me to take out.
Yeah, another one. They're horrible. And they do numbers. Like, you know, they do numbers. What can I say? And maybe we need to do that, be easy. When you revamp the site, just make it real stupid, and our numbers will go up. That's what we'll do, man. Let's get to the show. We got a bunch of bullshit to talk about. Your girl, Nicki Minaj, dropped another video today. And I don't know how to feel about that shit. Like, I think she needed to drop a single, and that's probably the best one to drop because her album sales have slowed down horribly. But having Nas as the love interest looked a little odd to me. It was somebody else in there. Wasn't it Nas and B.O.B.?
No, it was Chris Brown is the feature.
Right. But in the video, and the love interest is Nas. And it looked like she was dating a nigga that looked like B.O.B. on the side.
Not having glasses on, yes, he did look like B.O.B.
Oh, well, shit, yeah. Wasn't that really him?
Yeah, it was Nas, nice too.
Oh, fuck.
I feel, first of all, yeah, I was blown away, like, whoa, Nas as the feature? You know, it was kind of weird. I mean, first of all, I mean, I thought it was going to be just Chris Brown and her.
Right.
Which probably makes more sense. But I see what she's doing. And I think I wrote about this, too. I see what she's doing. She, you know, the album Roman's Revenge has been said is a pop album. And I think she's trying to meet everybody halfway. This is a pop song, but then you get real hip-hop by having Nas in the video. I think.
If you're trying to boost sales, you might want to get somebody who gets sales. That's all I'm saying.
But I'm saying, but I mean, now somebody's going to say, but she had Nas in the video, so she's showing love to hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure that somebody's going to make that argument, right?
I guess. I mean, it'd be nice if the rap section was longer and the rest of the shit was shorter. Personally, when she was rapping, I was like, "Hey, this isn't bad right here. These eight bars you spitting are pretty nice."
Yeah. Also, Nas continues his love affair with YMCMB too. You know what I'm saying? The Tiger album, the Nicki Minaj album, the Lil Wayne album, and now he's on the video. So it's all.
I'm just over it. I'm officially over the Nas hype. I'm officially over. Am I alone? You can't turn me awfully quiet, man. I'm officially over. Is it just me?
Oh yeah, I was talking about Nas. I fell asleep, man. I'm sorry. I mean, just the name made me sleepy, man. I'm bad, man. Sorry, I'm back. I'm back for Fro Nation. Woo, man, it was a good nap.
This nigga.
You just not like Nas at all?
No, I like Nas, man. Nas is a good. He's like. He's like that, you know, that guy that just, I mean, you want him to win, but he's never going to win. He's just I think too much was put on him in too early in his career, you know, for him to be rap's messiah. And he just wasn't that dude. Like, everybody tried to make Nas deeper than what he really was. And he tries to live up to that when he's not that guy. And it just doesn't translate well. You're just a rapper, Nas, be a rapper. You know, just because your daddy was all or whoever that. Whatever his name is, you know, you don't have Alu Daro. Okay, whatever. That nigga name probably Bernard Johnson.
he changed his name, of course
he did, because he wanted in probably like eight states.
He's in the Mississippi Blues Hall, no, Mississippi Jazz Hall of Fame or Blues Hall of Fame.
You know how hard that's to get into? Do you know how hard that's to get into?
How hard is
to get into a state Hall of Fame? Come on, man.
I think
Fonte J. Cole already in the North Carolina Hall of Fame music.
Along with Petey Pablo.
Along with Jodeci. I mean, you know, hey, who knows? But yeah, man, Nas, man, I like his first album, Summit's second album. I really like Godson. That's like, you know. But other than that, Nas just, I mean, too much was put on him early. He dropped a nice little, like, Illmatic fucked him up because that album was so good. You know, it's like he wasn't able to come with it, and everybody expected him to be that great. And he's just not that guy. I mean, he's a good rapper. Don't get me wrong. Nas can rap, but just don't put all that deepness on him and stuff, because it's not Nas, man. It's not.
How you feel about him being her love interest in this video?
Who cares? It's a video. I ain't seen
him. They do kiss at the end, though.
Wow.
And at the end, you know. I'm just saying, it's not a bad video. It seems like cheaply made a little bit.
I mean, it's a video. You don't. If your album only moved 200,000 units, you know I'm not spending more than 200,000 on video. I mean, you got to think about it.
She do look a little whitewashed in that video too. She look like a little white girl, man. I don't know what's going on with that shit.
It feels like the same thing that happened to Lil' Kim a little bit, right?
Oh shit!
Oh god!
Come back, Nikki. Don't let him do this.
You remember that song? When we saw How Many Licks, and we were like, well, what the fuck's on? And then Lil' Kim had that same hairstyle, same lighter skin.
Nicki Minaj, like, this is an open invitation to sit in on the broadcast and shut this nigga the fuck up.
Yes, please, Nicki.
Please. I'm posting this shit on your Twitter. We need you to come on the show and shut this nigga be easy to fuck up, because I rocks with you.
But it's happening, though. So y'all don't agree that shit is happening?
No.
Okay. And then how y'all ain't gonna say nothing about Chris Brown just having a nose ring on? Like, I don't know if that nigga got a nose ring on.
I mean, Chris Brown does a lot of stuff that, I mean, man, I mean, he's from Virginia, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas crazy. You know, something wrong with them, man. I mean, you know. So, they just like him. I mean, Chris Brown doing crazy. I mean, he had his hair blonde. I mean, he beat up chicks. I mean, a nose ring. Come on, man. He the light-skinned Tupac, man.
That nigga is.
Hold on. Whoa. So, hold on. You just said you felt that Nicki Minaj being, is kind of whitewashed.
Yeah, she looked a little white in that video.
So, I'm saying you don't think... the same thing did not happen to Lil' Kim.
No, Lil' Kim just had no choice. She looked Michael Jackson washed.
Okay.
It's a difference.
Yeah. But I'm saying, okay, Nicki Minaj got contacts in her eyes. She has blonde hair. You don't see where that's going?
Nigga, that's women. Women do this. You act like Lil' Kim was the first woman to have blonde hair.
I'm just saying, but they both are rappers, and it seems like it's just both rappers are going up. I see it. Y'all don't have to see it. I see it. I like Nicki Minaj, like the daughter next nigga, but I see something going on here.
So you think she's just trying to just do Lil' Kim? She gonna turn into Lil' Kim?
I don't know. I thought both of y'all mad at me, and I'm sure y'all seen this. Cause in the black community, in some areas, going natural is back. It's in style now, right? The past few chicks I have in my house, they watch the YouTube video of chicks explaining how to go natural. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So I thought this was gonna hit the mainstream. I guess not, right?
Who was the last natural female rapper that you saw? Lady of Rage, probably. I mean, it doesn't transcend. Yeah, probably Muhammadiyah. It doesn't happen to female rapper.
I just thought it was gonna hit because when I saw girls going natural, I'm like, "What's
Jean shit? Gray? Ain't Jean Gray? Ain't she natural?"
But I saw her with weave on.
I'm like, about to say so Jean Gray looks like she perms.
Okay. Yeah.
She looked like she perms up. And I think Nitty Scott perms up. And I didn't realize Nitty Scott was that pretty either. Shout out Nitty Scott MC.
Babs Bunny.
Okay, let's move the fuck on with the show. This nigga did not just say let's move the fuck on with the show.
I need my splits.
Last one. Speaking of female MCs, did y'all see Rashida had like 3 kids now? What the fuck? Not Rashida, Shauna. What did Shauna just start popping out kids?
My nigga, she was giving some head, nigga. You hear how nasty she is? Fuck, what? 3 kids? That's it? Only 3? Oh, okay.
I'm like, what the? Because I know she was on radio station. Like, where you been? She's like, I've been having babies. I was like, oh shit. Damn. I used to have a little thing for Shauna, man. A little thing for Shauna. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm not shocked. For some reason, I'm not shocked. Yep.
Those should have been my kids.
Oh, yeah, let's not. Anyway, we don't have much other music news other than a name from the past is making news. Akinelli is in the biz right now. Apparently, he made $5 million in about 6 days.
It's all right. Before you go on. Do you know most of the Fro Nation was born in like the 90s, right?
Okay.
So you're going to have to tell them, these people, who Akinelli is.
If you've ever heard anyone say, just put it in your mouth, or you've heard the iconic singing, just put it in your mouth, that's the nigga that inspired that. It was back in, what was this? This was, I want to say
94. What?
Nah, that song came out like in late 80s, didn't it?
No, it was like 93 at the latest.
That might be right.
Beezy's here. He's going to clear it up for
us.
So.
Yeah. Why'd you go to me anyway? Beezy. Our
I'm not because I've been accused of Wikipedia it up, so I'm not gonna go Wikipedia. But to bring this shit full circle, Akinelli was also on Live for Life on the Barbecue. That was one of his first songs too. He debuted with Nas, and they just went totally different areas.
And I guess was the
original Two Live Crew. You could basically say.
he was the New York
Two Live Crew.
Yeah, because he was spitting that gangster stuff for like a song, and he was like, you know what, that ain't me. It's about this pussy.
And yeah, that's basically what he said. You know what, I'm about to rap my pussy and fuck it, and that's what he did.
Yeah.
And put it in your mouth.
I think, but it had to be after 94, so probably around 95,
90. I mean, why didn't you just get the exact date, man? I mean, come on, man.
Because y'all don't believe it comes to my mind. It just comes to my mind.
Okay, we'll just get with the goddamn date.
It just came from my mind.
What is that shit in the background? Who cleaning some shit?
I don't know. Bridget over here making all this noise, man. Excuse me. Queen Germs over here making all this noise.
She gonna smack the shit out of you.
But anyway, Arcanelli opened a strip club in Las Vegas called Lollipops, and he made $5 million in the first week of opening that motherfucker.
1996.
Was that the album or the actual song?
That's
the actual song.
Okay, sorry.
So this shit, we were talking about on one of the forecasts before when the Tupac hologram shit was going on about having holograms in the strip club. And I guess they do have the money for that shit. $5 million in the first week is pretty fucking good.
I mean, what town is this strip club in?
This is Vegas, Vegas. Nigga.
Yeah.
DJ, you got DJ Drama, Wookiee, Cannon, they spin there. Show, like the show magazine, that's, you know, that's from Summer Walker to Mariah to Bria Miles. They help him with, I mean, no, it's a partnership with the owner of that magazine and him, I think, too. So they have some pretty big names stopping by.
I was just about to say, so that $5 million probably is not all profit. He got to pay a lot of that shit back to the DJs and the fucking promotion, right?
Yeah, you got to spend money to make money, man. I'm just happy for him, man, because, you know, I know about four or five of his songs, surprisingly. I don't know why, but I know I got like four or five of his songs on my iPod.
Currently, you have four or five songs in your iPod?
Yeah.
God damn.
Like, do you want to fuck one of us, dude? It was a song, I want to fuck you, yeah. Oh, if anybody know who Akinelli is, also remember, if you heard NDIRE's biggest hit, you heard Akinelli's beat. Y'all know that, right?
Oh, yeah. The average girl. What was the name of average girl video?
Average girl on the video. I can't think of the name.
What's that Andy Irie song? Queen Germ. Because I am a queen, I'm not your average girl on video chick or something.
You have just made Frocast history, King Germ. Yeah.
It's video.
Yeah, whatever.
Video. Hey, yeah. And Andy Irie has a natural haircut. She doesn't perm.
This is true, but she's also not major as far as the biz goes.
Also,
she's not major. She got Grammys, bro.
You can still go see Andy Irie for $10. I know I did.
She might have been doing y'all a favor, man.
That's how she does her shows, nigga.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you a question. You catch more bees with honey than you can with
I agree. But
I rather listen. I do 200 shows a year. I'm selling my tickets for $10. I got 2,000 people to come see me times 10. I ain't got nothing but my guitar. I ain't got no backup music. It's just me and my guitar. I don't need no backup singers.
She has a whole set, bro. She has whole set when she does her shit. Dancing and opening acts and the whole nine.
Oh yeah, she ain't.
Dope. But she either go to platinum every time though. You know what I'm saying? So she's also hold up. Go back a little bit before I get some of my Queen Germ also doesn't perm her hair either. Just want to put that out there. Too.
Yeah.
Shout out to Queen Germ.
Neither does Mrs. Man. Wright.
Yeah.
See, look at that. So, Miss All Right. See, so y'all niggas know, man. Y'all got to know what I'm talking about.
Queen Germ pulled a sneak attack on me. I was sitting in the house. Well, she had already stopped perming her hair, but she was still going to the, you know, hairdresser getting it, you know, whatever. So I was cool with that. So one day I'm sitting in the house. She in the house. She going to the bathroom. She in the bathroom for a long time. So I'm like, let me go in there and see what she doing. I go in the bathroom. This nigga didn't cut her hair. I was like, what?
Like, cut it.
I lost.
She got a nod. She got waves.
She cut it with scissors to like a little Kobe fro. You know, like Kobe about 98-99 Kobe fro.
She got waves.
I was just trying to figure out what he meant. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nah. Not. She would have seasoned it up, man. Man, I don't know, man.
They spinning, nigga. They spinning.
Yeah, I would have been mad about that, but yeah. So, you know, we going through that now. She's in her natural process. But, you know, it looks good on her, man.
I don't mind natural. I don't care either. I don't give a shit either way, as y'all know, but I don't care. So,
yeah, I think, you know, you're not even concerned that the women have heads or faces.
Yeah, B-Eazy was knocking down the bald headed chicks before it was fashionable.
That is true. That is true. That is true. Did I tell y'all time?
Nah, we're just clown. Like, oh, she got a boycott. You know, this is before, you know, the boycotts were cool. You know, you see a girl with a boycott, you clowning. Like, look, no Jeanne looking chick, like Mr. DJ.
That shit did not faze me, nigga.
Ah, man.
You know what I mean? It did not faze me. Y'all niggas be tripping.
We should open up a Nappy Afro strip club. You think we could do $5 million in the first week?
Yeah, we get Mimo to come through, Spencer Records, PGSD. It's all right. Be there for grown folks tonight.
No, I
Clay
no
Davis
chicks,
be the bouncer.
Yeah, Clay Davis the bouncer. He's 6'8". Hey, shoot.
I know.
Come through and do something.
Do I get picked, girl?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because all you know is big girls.
Okay, so listen, man. You say I used to like now I'm a skinny girl. Now you say I like now I'm a big girl.
I mean, you went from one spectrum to the other. You went from to the 105 weight class to butterbean weight class. It's well, like you just super heavy. You went from bantamweight to super heavyweight.
Can I announce my next phase right now?
Go ahead.
Hope it's not dudes.
My next phase. You know. Fucking idiot. Anyway, my next phase is that, you know, I never dated a white chick.
Oh man.
In my next phase, I'm going through my Becky phase, but they gotta be like straight white girls though.
You can't have a site called Nappy Afro.
I know, and date white. No. That should be expected.
Yeah.
You know how them boho niggas go the hardest for the white girls.
Hey. Wait a minute. The Nappy Afro thing was never like a neo soul shit or never.
Nigga, we got Coffee as our mascot. Coffee.
Black is how Pan Greer.
Yes.
Pan Greer. Listen.
Sorry, I said you can't have Afro and not be soul, man. It just.
What the fuck is you talking about?
Sorry, I said that's synonymous.
You know what I'm saying? I ought to get shot if I ever get out of my car listening to Paramore or goddamn Nirvana some shit with my free flowing locks.
Oh, real spit, Fro Nation. When we first started this, we was gonna have a hip hop site, and then we was gonna have like a site where we just review porn movies, and it was gonna be called NastyAfro.com. But we was like, who reviews porn? Like, I mean, if y'all go back to the beginning, I'm talking about the way back machine. We had a porn review on Nappy Afro.
So that's the blood. Shout out to Blood.
Yeah.
Hey, can I say something? Blood reviewed the fuck out them damn porn movies, yes. Though. Man. The fuck out of them.
He did the type reviews that Saw Right and Dub and SBK do on reviews. He did that on a porn movie. That's how dedicated he was to that.
Nigga, your mic just got quiet. We started talking about porn and your mic got muffled.
Because he can't talk too loud. He's going to get punched in the head.
Is this better, sir? Is this
nope.
Better? Wow. I don't know what to say, man. This does it every show, man.
Every show. We just got to push through. Fuck it.
Yeah.
But my new fave, I'm going to see all these white girls. Because I'm getting tired of these white girls approaching me. And I'm saying I don't really like white girls.
Do they know that you lost a tooth and was dehydrated like yesterday? I think you just need to put all the medical information out there. You know what I'm saying? It might change their perception. You know, white women usually approach the dudes they think they got something. Your ass is losing teeth and can't drink water. You might need to let that shit be known. Is all I'm saying.
Ain't no white woman gonna put up with your weak ass, nigga.
Hey, like I said, we'll see.
Your frail ass. They gonna be like, hold on. What the hell? Hey. I thought y'all black men were tough.
Hey.
Are you wearing my pants?
So hold on, whoa. So y'all saying that I'm not good enough for a white girl?
I'm saying that you live in the blackest city in the country, and you finna date white women. Is what?
Listen.
CNN says black women can't get married, and most of them live in Atlanta, and you want to date the white women.
Hey, listen. I've never dated a white woman in my life.
So why start now? What do you feel that you have in?
I hadn't had sex with fat chicks until. 3 months ago, and I went through those. It's just a phase. It's just a phase.
How do you know, though? I don't know, man.
Has OJ touched nothing?
I'm not going to go crazy over the white chick now.
You ain't got to do nothing.
I don't know, man.
Straight to the emergency room and say you raped her. And she going to get you.
I'll let you know. I let y'all niggas know.
Have you ever seen Daddy's Little Girls before? God.
Well, like I said, man.
Well, y'all heard it here. It's Be Easy to be missing from the episode in the near future because he's going to get a rape charge. It's what's going to happen. He's finna catch a rape charge.
Hey, anyway, if any of the white chicks want to join the train, you know, contact the site at nappyafro@gmail.com or hit the contact form. Young Barry White.
Anyway, because we will not turn this shit into a date sick nigga episode. Let's get to some sports, man. We got the NBA playoffs going around. First round is pretty much over. We'll shoot through the winners and losers of that first round real quick. In case you don't know, in case you live under a rock, and then we got to talk about these first games because it's some real shit going down. In the East, the Heat beat the Knicks. That lasted a little bit longer than it should have.
Yeah, I think the NBA gave they have some kind of agreement with the Madison Square Garden that you can't lose the last game or something because that was some bullshit because I'm not a fan of the way that game ended. Not a fan.
Yeah, that shit was disgusting. But the Heat pulled it out.
Just one up.
The Heat pulled it out. The Pacers beat the Magic in the win that everyone saw coming without Dwight Howard. The Sixers beat the Bulls, the injury-depleted Bulls, and the Celtics beat the Hawks. In the West, the Spurs beat the Jazz. Go ahead.
I was upset about that, man. I wanted the Hawks to beat the old Celtics. I hate Celtics. I hate you, of course. Y'all know I hate anything Boston. But, yeah, I was upset about that. The Hawks, you know, they're getting better, man. The Hawks are almost there, man. If they get some good ownership and, you know, make some right decisions, the Hawks could bring, you know, something nice to the city, man, because the East is wide open, man. But go ahead, it's all right.
Hold on. Atlanta doesn't care anything. Atlanta barely cares about the Hawks at all. You know that, right?
Like I said, that's the ownership, man.
I told you the time I was at the mall, I saw Josh Smith. Nigga acting like he was just a regular nigga in the street, man.
Because he's from Atlanta, ain't he?
Hey. I'm just still though. I mean, listen, if you go to Atlanta Station, it's a huge thing of Josh Smith on there dunking. You know what I'm saying? But it's like they don't really, you know, niggas be coming at halftime and shit late and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's definitely ownership. There's no way that you have a black ass city like Atlanta and they don't care about a basketball team.
Yes, that's
ownership's
the thing.
Fucking up.
But the last time was okay.
No. They just don't have.
It was... One of y'all niggas go.
Go ahead, Bees. Y'all defer.
No. I was just saying that you know the last time it was I guess the hoop up around it when it was you know Doc Rivers, Dominique Wilkins, Bud Webb, you know Tree Wilder.
Talking about 89 and shit. Listen, God damn.
and then that transferred into that second team with Steve Smith and Stacey Augmon. You know, and stuff like this. And then that was it.
Christ.
Hey, I know a little bit about basketball. Not a lot, but a little bit. But and then after that, it was just like nothing. The Hawks have no identity. You know what I'm saying? They have no identity. I think that's one problem they have there. They have no identity. I mean, even think about it. When Stoudemire came to New York, it was just like a new identity that he had. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Carmelo. Hawks have no identity. Boston has identity. Even fucking 76ers have identity. But Hawks have no identity.
Like I said, that goes back to ownership. When Ted Turner was owning all the teams in Atlanta, they was pretty fucking good, man.
Yeah.
When Ted Turner was in charge, I mean, he had everything. Right? That motherfucker owned Atlanta. And the sound was all right. Then they let the niggas take over, and you see what happened.
And this may sound crazy, but I really think, this is just my personal opinion, I really think the uniforms that the Hawks wear alienates the fans like a motherfucker. But since y'all started changing them uniforms, y'all went with that big ass hog across the chest, and then y'all went to the bright blue shit. Ain't nobody rocking that. I've never seen a Hawks jersey in person if it wasn't a Wilkins or Rivers jersey. Ever.
That shit is pretty ugly. You see what Josh Miller did when he put on an old school jersey?
Exactly. They're like, yo, we need to fix this shit. There's no rocking these red, white, and blue ass punk jerseys. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, do they ever go back to the throwback to the Pac-Man throwbacks?
Yeah.
As we call them down here, the Pac-Man throwbacks.
Yeah, everybody goes back to their throwbacks, but still, it needs to be their throwbacks need to be their regular uniforms. And I think the city would get right back behind them.
Yeah. Are y'all ready to see? Now I know y'all talking about. Are y'all ready to see the Brooklyn Nets jerseys?
I can't.
No, who cares? They're still the Nets.
Yeah, Jay-Z tried to art deco that shit up. And you know, I got the inspiration from the subway signs. No, nigga, that shit's horrible.
It's just, it's just simple. I don't hate it. It's simple, right?
Well, it's simple and bad. Stupid. Yeah.
Yeah, it just, I mean that doesn't look like a professional team. It's like something for somebody rec league team. Like, I mean.
It's like one of those creative teams on NBA Live and NBA 2K.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good, that's a perfect analogy right there. That's pretty much it. That's pretty bad. We got the West, though. Let's get to the West and get that out the way. The Spurs beat the Jazz. I don't know what the Jazz were even doing there. The Clippers beat the Grizzlies in the long. That was probably the best first-round series, I think. Mm-hmm. The Clippers over the Grizzlies.
How far?
The Lakers beat the Nuggets. And
in seven.
Yeah, they beat them in seven, too. That should have – I was hoping the Nuggets would have pulled that off, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
Come on, man. I knew that it was going to go six because I said the Lakers were going to try to get a Metal World Peace back before the second round. And it ended up going seven, so he got to play in game seven. So now he's back, man. But the Lakers got their hands full with these fucking Thunder, man. It's Thunder. Man.
Thunder whooped that ass.
The thing about it, nobody explained to the Thunder that they're too young and that it's not your year. Nobody told them that before they played them because they played them like we're gonna win a championship this year.
Yeah, the final score I think of that first game was like 90-115 or 107 or some shit, but it made it look closer than it was. The Thunder were up by 35-38 points.
No, it was 119-90.
119-90, and that's the close score because when I stopped watching. Them niggas was up by 37 points.
Yeah, I
will say that the Thunder, you know, got down with theirs quick, and they was waiting, and they're younger. So you know what I'm saying?
The defending champs.
Exactly, beat defending champs quickly, and they was younger, and the Lakers had to went through a game seven, so they was tired, and then they had to go right back to OKC and play these niggas who'd been sitting and chilling.
Yeah, to be honest, everybody's gonna be tired compared to Oklahoma City. Who's their oldest player? He's like 23. I'm just saying, them cats is very young.
I think Perkins might have brought it down a little bit. That's but other true. Than that, though.
Yeah, other Perkins, than that, though. This shit, them motherfuckers is young. Like, half the team.
He's the veteran. He's the veteran on the team.
Perkins the veteran. And this shit.
Derek Fisher's the oldest person.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He did
plays like 3 minutes a game. He doesn't count.
I'm sorry. He's not on the team.
Yeah, he. I mean, you know, he,
hey, you know they. You know their coach used to play for the Houston Rockets back in the '90s.
All these coaches playing
Brooks,
Scott Brooks. Yeah,
yeah, I heard about that shit. I didn't even.
I was like, I remember I was looking through my cards and I saw it. That's one reason. I was like, Scotty. I said Scott Brooks. I said, that's the coach for the Thunder.
Making magic. I mean, I don't know how they assembled all the right pieces, but they got them and that shit. I don't want to see them in the finals. I really don't. I think San Antonio looks good, and San Antonio may be the team that comes out of the West. Mm-hmm. But I think the Heat can be any one of them, except the goddamn Thunder gonna give us trouble.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's just.
Speaking of trouble, it looks like the Pacers are giving y'all trouble.
Yeah, I don't quite. This is the same shit. If y'all follow me on Facebook, I say the same shit every game. We start out hard, you know, pause. We're attacking the basket. We're getting the dunks. We're getting the fouls. We put them in foul trouble. And then somewhere around halftime or the third quarter, we start taking jumpers. And then the third quarter, the team always closes the gap. And at the end of the game, we're sitting up here, you know, it's a five-point game. And it happens every fucking time. I don't understand. I don't get
a question to a Heat fan. Yeah. Do y'all run plays or?
Yeah,
do y'all
first
just don't want to run plays.
First
or?
Quarter we run plays. After this quarter, we wait on LeBron or Bosh to try and set picks, and then after that, it's all ice. It's pretty much it. It's all ice. You know.
I'm gonna get air exposed. I'm like, okay. I mean, are you gonna run?
I hate
them. And it's the funny thing about it because you know if you know about the Spurs. Shit, but by the Lakers or even the Bulls, Them motherfuckers ran plays.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's basketball. It's, you know, this is not, we're not playing in the and one league. Motherfuckers just running around and getting open. You're supposed to have plays. And for whatever reason, we stop running plays around halftime. And then we're surprised when it comes to a close game, or we don't know who has the last shot, or it ends up being Mario Chalmers taking the last shot from three. When, you know, yeah, if you run the play, set a pick, Dwayne Wade should not have to twist his body to make a layup that he normally makes as Plastic Man. It should have been an easier shot. And now we've got, you know, Chris Bosh done pulled his fucking labia or some shit, and he's out in
definitely. Labia?
Yeah. I'm calling him out. This motherfucker got stuff in camps and shit. You know, he done hit Chris Hyman, and now he can't play.
He broke his hymen.
Yeah,
he broke his hymen.
And now he's out. I don't know, man. You know, I'm not going to make this into the Heat show, but it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. When you got Turi off and fucking Joel Anthony as your starters up front, it's just... It's not a good look, man. We need to figure this shit out. And Spoelstra needs to be gone, and hopefully Pat Riley and Phil Jackson can mend the fences and make that shit happen. Because the triangle in Miami would be some scary shit.
And also, do y'all know y'all have Dwayne Wade and LeBron James on the same team? I think y'all don't.
And you know that, but I don't think they know that.
Because I'm like, they do know. Because it's like, they'd be like, because like when they... You like the last shot. I'm like, you know, y'all can just break that up, and they have to choose. They all then you choose who you want to go with. Okay, they double team LeBron. Let's give it to blah blah. I don't get it. I don't get how you have LeBron and Wade, and LeBron's the MVP this year. And I don't. It's something wrong there. I don't know who can fix it. Like I said, if Jackson don't go to New York.
Yeah, I think I don't think he's going to New York. You know, the goatee is taking over New York. He'll have a full season next year to get that handled.
Oh, okay.
Phil and Pat, they need to make that shit. Y'all need to be friends and bring the triangle to Miami and get that three-peat started, because we're not going to have the three of them together too much longer. Them motherfuckers making too much money, and we're not getting the results.
Yeah. One good thing I think people don't give Phil Jackson credit for is that he doesn't have to have a dominant big man, but he wants like a serviceable big man. Every team he done been with, the big man has been serviceable if it ain't Shaq. You know, like he always had a pretty good big man in there. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to be like the best. Just can you pass a little bit? Can you run this play? Good, let's get in there. Can you make a shot from the free throw line? We got you. Cartwright, Purdue, Longley. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think I would name most of those as pretty good. I'd say, yeah.
No, I'm saying they're serviceable.
Yeah, I give you that. Joel Anthony is serviceable at times, but, you know, we put him in a position because no one else plays defense up front that he has to try and block shots and then get rebounds. And he's not that kind of dude. It's too much going on. But LeBron got the MVP. Your boy Harden got the Sixth Man Award. And Kyrie Irving got Rookie of the Year. Do y'all think those are all warranted recognitions for those players?
I mean, I'm happy for Kyrie. I mean, that's good for Duke University that finally, you know, Coach K has been vindicated. We have a Duke player that's doing well in the NBA. That's pretty good.
Probably because Rubio got hurt, though.
Who cares? Listen, Kyrie Irving only played 11 college games. It was 11 or 8. It was one of those. Come on, man. And Rookie of the Year, man. Yeah. Awesome.
What happened to Kemba Walker?
He went to Charlotte in the story.
That's okay. I don't know how that team got that bad that fast. It wasn't too long ago that they had Okafor, and they were, you know, people were like, you know, Charlotte's not that bad.
Two words. Michael Jordan.
You think it's all on him?
Of course.
I'm not with you. I'm just saying. You think it's all?
I know they're saying that, you know, it's they don't want to spend money because, you know, like, of course they're not selling out arenas, but they don't want to spend money on like a new mascot. They're gonna have to spend their money because they're gonna have to burn this Bobcats stake off them. You know what I'm saying? They got the worst win percentage. The worst win percentage in the history of the league. You're gonna have to change that whole to look at that team. Now I'm talking about the mascot, the colors, anything, because it's just gonna be something on them all the time now.
Yeah, I agree. So. I mean, and they were named after Bob Johnson. Is he even part ownership anymore?
No.
Yeah,
no. All that you got to fuck about it up.
Yeah, all that shit's got to go, man. You just need to, you know, embrace the North Carolina baby blue and do something else with the name and get rid of any association with Bob anything. And just,
but I'm sure the NBA are scared. It won't be like the Charlotte Jumpman or something like that. I hope, you know, I'm sure they're nervous.
I wish we could get the Hornets back and make New Orleans change their name to something else. Like, let's get our Hornets back.
Well, man, I think New Orleans is about to change their name. That's on the docket.
See, that's why I said we should get the Hornets back.
I didn't think they give a shit. I mean, every time I see Utah Jazz, like, they don't give a shit. Because, you know, I don't think they ain't give a shit about the name at this point.
Yeah,
you know,
it's up to the owners. It's basically it.
Yeah, okay.
They got to run it up, you know, they got to run it through the NBA. But the change of the names comes from the actual owners of the team. And I don't know why they didn't change the Hornets. I thought that was stupid to move. I never liked the Hornets name anyway. But I never liked the name. That's just me. I just never liked it. Like, ooh, it's a killer bee around this motherfucker. But, they're supposed to be changing their name. And I think they're looking at either the Sinners or the Saints for the basketball team. The Sinners or the Devils, some shit like that.
And they're not going to call it the Sinners. They can't
I'm telling you, that's one of the names on the docket. Is the Sinners? I think it's the Sinners or the Devils.
Well, look, instead of changing up names, can we change up Toronto's name just while we change the names, though? Because that's the worst. The Raptors are the worst team.
We could change the name and change the city. They should be Toronto more anyway.
No, Toronto is fine. I think Toronto is okay, but the Raptors, it always felt like they went to an elementary school and said, hey, let's have a mascot coloring contest, and whoever wins gets to name the team, and the Raptors won, because it's like a five-year-old kid chose the Raptors.
They're Canadian. End of story.
Shout out to our Canadian brethren. You know, we're not shitting on the city like that. Y'all should be playing in the NBA.
What the fuck?
They can't keep any players. The two teams they had, one of the teams just left the motherfucking city. And then the other team they had can't keep a player over 3 years. it's just not working out.
Who's the star player for the Toronto Raptors?
No one fucking knows anymore. Mm-hmm. He was Chris Bosh.
I
think they got a Russian center now. I forget his name. It's some big Russian center, but yeah. It's Toronto.
That's bad when Chris Bosh is your star player. But go ahead.
Chris Bosh was actually one of the better forwards in the league. He still is.
I say it's because he was surrounded by bullshit. It made him look better.
Explain what's going on in Charlotte then. How come no one has stepped up out of that and they're surrounded by bullshit?
Because everybody's bullshit.
I'm looking at this roster. I don't know anybody. Man, wow.
What roster are you looking at? Toronto?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? Toronto was the livest when they had Vince Carter and then Tracy McGrady. And I think that was it right there.
I think on this team, the best year they had with that team was when they had Carter, McGrady. They still had, I want to say they still had Camby.
Yeah.
And I want to say, who was running point?
It wasn't Stoudemire, was it?
Nah. Yeah, you know what? It was.
Damon Stoudemire,
Yeah. They had a scribe, but all them motherfuckers disappeared.
Yeah, he left that shit quick. Now, you know, I remember McGrady said it was terrible. Like, you know, because he was high school, so he said it was terrible living there because he didn't know anybody. You know what I'm saying? He was just
18.
He was out there.
He's in Toronto, of all. He probably never left his city before that shit.
He's
in Toronto. It's a different place.
And the bitches are where? Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's going on. But, you know, that's pretty much the sports. NFL ain't got shit going on. You know, we're finally getting to camp. We're finally getting this shit started. Based on the draft, do y'all have any predictions for the season?
I'm pulling for RG3, but I think he's going to be a bust. But by week 5 or 6, I may change my statement. That's all I'm saying.
Interesting. What would you consider a bust for his
Just a garbage season, like 6 touchdowns, 19 picks, benched.
God damn. That's the FBI bust. That's Braid. Horrible, yo.
Braids cut.
Yeah.
This thing said 6 touchdowns and 19 picks. Jesus Christ. Damn. That's pretty fucking bad, yo.
That's ridiculous.
He gonna throw 19 picks this year, man. Watch.
Hopefully he's got more than 6 touchdowns to go with it, though. Shit. He should rush for 6.
I think he's gonna be like. I think he could have a chance to be like Cam Newton. Right?
Stop. No. Let's.
Everybody keeps saying that, but that's a once in a lifetime. Not once in a lifetime, but that's just that.
No,
was
it
just
literally
like,
is once in a lifetime. No one had a rookie season like that.
Yeah, it was okay. Well, it was a perfect storm. I mean, it was just like he met up, he got with the right team. They was looking for a new identity. They let him do what he needed to do. And, you know, they changed the offense up for him, and they, you know, it worked out for Cam. He just, you know, went to the right situation. Now, if he, you know, the coach was willing to, you know, if he would have went somewhere and the coach was like, "No, we're gonna run an eye back," Cam Newton would have failed. I'm just gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I expect RG3 to have a good season. I mean, anything is good in Washington. If they get 5 wins, it's a good season.
Exactly. They, and I mean that now. Now, talking about ownership, is really putting a lot of money. Not a lot of money, you know, like a lot of promotion behind him, because you know what I'm saying. If you saw the little thing, he came to the stadium, and it was going crazy, and they got banners and shit all over the city, and I was like, man.
They're still like one of the top grossing franchises in football.
Isn't that crazy?
So they have. Well, that's because their season tickets are like lifetime tickets.
Yeah.
So them motherfuckers, they don't go on sale. You don't get season tickets every year. There might be 1,000 of them, but the rest of those seats are owned by the people there. So there's a waiting list to get season tickets for that team. So they got to, you know, you got to pump it up. People's kicking out all that money for that big ass ugly stadium, and they got to fill it.
It is going to be a real good or real bad. That's what I feel. It's gonna be real good or real bad.
So, I don't know. I'm hyped. And it just started.
Yeah. As for me, all eyes are gonna be on New York Jets to see how long Sanchez is gonna be there. It's gonna be starting games. So.
Yeah. You. I think was the quarterback's coach that said that they're really impressed with Tebow's mechanics and all that good shit. They're really impressed with what they've seen so far.
Damn, man. Let me go out there and just let me lose the job first. Goddamn. That's what he's like.
It's
such a loser damn job.
I think they're just hyping up Sanchez. They're just doing this to, you know, fire him up.
For what? He's fragile. We've seen this. We've seen how fragile that nigga is.
Hey. I guess it's their way of doing it.
Damn, you bored with the topic, bro?
Oh, no.
So we got some other news. That's about it for sports. Ain't too much else cracking. We missed the pay-per-view because Sicky Ricardo was out. We get to talk about the wrestling pay-per-view.
Hey, it's one this Saturday. It's one this Sunday, though.
I can't keep up anymore. I'm just over it. I can't keep up. Now we're open. It's like if first it was once a month, and now it's once every 2.5-3 weeks. It's not even long enough for the feuds to start. Like, I don't even know if to fight. I haven't
fight. Well, the internet is crunk about Bryan Daniels versus CM Punk. That's the one that people are watching. Brock Lesnar, they spent too many of the appearances already, so that's why he's not on TV right now. He hasn't been on TV by 2 weeks. Now he got 24 appearances for the rest of the year, and he still got to get like $5 million.
I heard he was pissed off about the pay-per-view, so he might be fired for real. He might be quitting.
Well, he was mad because the thing was for John Cena to be carted out because he's like, I'll lose, but let me fuck him up, you know what I'm saying? And John Cena gave like a speech afterwards, and he was like, "That wasn't the original storyline." So he was pissed off by that. But he always from back in the day, he's pissed off and shit like that all the time.
Exactly, this is part of the reason why they were happy when his ass left is because he's terrible.
But they gave it; they signed him right back. So anyway, but go. I'm sorry. Go ahead with the rest of the news.
In other news, we're talking more about relationships this week. We hit y'all over the head with the Steve Harvey joint. And now we're back to relationships. All these news topics just ended up being about relationships in one form or fashion. So the first one and the most outrageous one is a 33-year-old man has 30 kids by 11 different women. This nigga goes on to say, I had 4 kids. Let me give you his voice. I'm making this shit up completely. This is Desmond Hatchett's voice. I had 4 kids in the same year. twice. I think that's pretty good. That's probably sound.
That's pretty good.
This motherfucker said he's been begging for help from the state of Tennessee because he can't afford child support for all those kids. Those kids range in ages from toddlers to 14 years old. And they're by at least 11 baby mamas and possibly more. You probably just wait on the test to come in. Goddamn. Goddamn. Now, who were we talking about before they had all the kids by the different baby mamas?
Antonio Cromartie.
This dude ain't Cromartie ain't got shit on this cat at all.
Nothing. He's not. They're not even in the same arena.
30 kids by 11 women.
You know. At first you're outraged, then you're like, you know what? I'm not outraged. I'm kind of impressed. Cause, okay. Is it now? Do you think the guy got a good talk game, and he just? I mean, what do you think he is?
Go ahead. Real nigga. Let the real nigga handle this.
What city does this guy live in? I mean, because obviously he's getting some, you know, no homo, some good dick reports from the ladies. Because
I don't know the city, but I know he's in the state of Tennessee. So
he also said he never lied to any women about how many kids he had.
He can't lie. Everybody know.
Not only that, he probably lost count. Yeah, and that's probably the game. He said, how many kids do you have? I got a few. You got five? More than that? I mean, I got four this year. I mean, what you asking me? It ain't about them kids. It's about me and you.
He said he remember all names and birthdays of all the kids.
I don't see that shit.
I don't know 30 people's names and dates. Wow. That's a lot of kids. That's it.
Yes.
Wow. He had at least 9 kids in the last 3 years. That's bravo, man.
What's the solution
to that? I'm not mad at him.
What's the solution for this in the child support? Do they lock him up? Which I never agree with locking the motherfucker up because they're not gonna make any money. But what's the alternative? Do you force him to be sterilized? Do you get his motherfucker vasectomy?
Okay, I think mother's working.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, why are you fucking a nigga with 20 kids? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how it's going to end up. You know his ass can make kids quickly. Yeah, I don't know. Go ahead, John.
I mean, yes, he has to be sterilized because if you can't afford kids and you're not trying to do anything to stop making these babies and, you know, because you're just creating. So, yes, we're going to go ahead and clip you. It's cheaper to clip, give him a vasectomy than it is to keep taking care of these babies on Medicaid and food stamps for the next 18 years. So, I mean, clip them.
But then aren't we looking like China, who controls their population like that? Or
hey, man,
some of these other communist nations?
We have to do that to control our people. I mean, rules need to be in place. I mean, hey.
Okay, what about Octomom? Octomom got 14 kids.
No. What about germ girlfriend, the chick with 15 kids who pregnant right now? You remember the germ? Somebody got to pay for this.
Yes. I mean, like I said, yes, I'm all about that. You got 15 kids. What makes you know, like, you don't need that many kids. Like, so you can't afford the ones you have now, so why make any more? Sterilize is a lot cheaper than taking care of the kids.
So, do you remember that lady with the 14 kids last year? And remember, she lost the house, and then she had to move into a hotel room, and she was like on the news mad. I don't know who she was mad about. She was like, somebody got to pay for this. Bitch, you pay for it. You done had 14 kids. So now she's pregnant now. She's pregnant right now. So she had to fuck in front of them kids to get their goddamn 15 baby in her stomach. Ain't no fucking way. Ain't no 14 kids sleep at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
She could have been out, time, like, you got 14 kids. I mean, the older kid is taking care of the other 13. So she probably got out 8 in.
I'm saying, but what time you got to fuck? And which one of y'all dirty niggas is fucking this bitch? Which one of y'all like, hey, damn. What's up with you?
It ain't me. I know them. Like Corey Hulk would say, I know her pussy sleeve been towed back. I know that shit is told me.
Oh God! It was like, wow. I mean, is she locking the legs? I mean, what's she doing?
Hey, nigga, I don't know, but ain't no way. He couldn't even hang out with me. I wouldn't even want to be around. Because if you got 11 different women, you got a lot of enemies, and I just don't want your presence at all. No, we could not be boys.
We can't even go shoot ball together.
Nothing at all, nigga. If I go to the we go to the arcade at the same time. Like, hold up, bro. I can't even come to this bitch with you. That's bullshit, man.
It's beef
just to keep myself together, man. Cause I'm fucking around with you and get shot.
Oh god, you know what?
To Desmond Hatchet.
But I mean, like, I don't. Okay, this. He's fucked up for that. But shouldn't the mother have some sort of responsibility here at all?
They're averaging two kids. They're averaging what, 2.5 kids each? These are regular bitches.
No. You know for a fact, you know, you put money, it's gonna be 3 more chicks next year. And they seen their story. They know of him.
Well, now he's a celebrity, so now they're fucking a superstar. And you know,
I mean, why he can't get a reality show?
Right,
that's
exactly.
That's
exactly.
Reality TV right there.
There we go. Now I'm just saying, don't be so quick to run down to the damn courthouse and take niggas a damn child support. If you know he got 30 motherfucking kids, bitch, you ain't getting nothing but $2.
They say he holds the record for the most kids in the county or something like that. And And then something on the court docket, he had to go to court some days, like, you know,
time.
Yeah, he does. They all got him in there, like, this man, like, you there for hours, you know what I'm saying, just waiting for him to get through, like, God, dog.
But I'm saying, though, but don't, when the baby get here, and the baby is 2 months, don't go right down to DFAT so fucking quickly, because, motherfucker, you ain't getting shit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're going to be splitting $400 between 30 kids. Yeah, the motherfucker's going to get, like, welfare juice a piece a month.
Yeah, and then that's all you get. Just don't even go. Just get a job, bitch. Don't even go.
Speaking of getting a job, bitch, you know, keep the show moving. We got women paying alimony. You know, if you ever decide to get married, be easy. This is something that might interest you. According to a recent poll survey, however you want to put this shit, more than half, 56% of divorce lawyers across the United States have seen an increase in mothers paying child support over the last 3 years. 47% have noticed a hike in the number of women paying alimony. Should women pay alimony? If you're the breadwinner in this economy, most women tend to make the money in the relationship. Should women pay alimony if there ends up being a divorce?
Yes.
You answer that shit quick. You would take alimony from your wife. If Queen Germ, if y'all didn't work out and she dipped out, you would take alimony?
Without a doubt.
God damn, man.
I want my son, and I want my splits.
He want his son and he want the splits.
God, yes.
Damn.
He won't come. That's fucked up.
Yes.
Doesn't alimony stop once the other person gets remarried? So like,
I'm never getting remarried. What are you talking about? So
you think you gonna date a chick on your wife's money for the rest of your life, or your ex-wife's money?
What? Exactly, man.
I mean, thank God me and my wife have a wonderful marriage, but if something were to go wrong and we were to go our separate ways, or like, you know, man, I'm not getting remarried. Oh, no. And the words of Slick P, and mess up that chick? No.
You fuck around to me like Dion. I think Dion, his settlement just went out. I think he got to pay something like, was it?
$10,000.
Yeah, $10,000 a month in alimony alone.
And $3,000
on
the mortgage.
Mm. That's some shit.
Yeah, I had to punch Pilar in the face.
Yeah.
Apparently him and his aunt did.
Well.
Now, mind you, Deion Sanders is from Fort Myers, Florida. If you don't know about Fort Myers, Florida, I'm going to give you some of their most popular residents from there. Starting with number one, Plies. I'm not even going to go to number two. So that's just where I'm going to stop right there.
Yeah.
It's your boy Plies.
She little wool plies, bitch.
Him and Waka Flocka got a song coming out called Lurking. That's gonna be the most ignorant song of the year by far.
Yeah, just the name suggests, you know, I can't be left behind when the song starts playing.
Waka flies. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Called Lurking.
It's gonna be a dope song. It's gonna be dope. It's
gonna get nigga knocked out somewhere. You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yes. A lot of niggas gonna lose some teeth.
I'm sorry,
yeah. You're good, man. You know, this is how the Frocast goes, man. Speaking about relationships, and let's talk about some people that won't have kids. Obama supports gay marriage. This shit has been tearing up the internet for the past week. What the actual statement was is that the basic idea is that I want everyone to be treated fairly in this country. So much of this has to do with the belief that we're not only in this together, but we're all equal in terms of dignity and in terms of respect. What do y'all think about him supporting gay marriage, and what do you think the backlash should be for re-election?
We'll go to the political guy first. Go ahead.
I don't know how my political guy. Okay, listen, as a heterosexual male.
A what? I was like a hairdressing male. I was like, what? So that's steer clear from the H and sexual word.
I said heterosexual.
It might. I keep hearing.
Am I saying heterosexual wrong?
Yes.
It's not like heterosexual.
It sounds like you said homosexual. Just stop. Just say.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's just. Just don't say the word with H and sexual. Don't.
Is it heterosexual?
Oh, stop saying it.
Am I saying it wrong?
Yes, it's heterosexual, man.
Oh, okay. Okay, as a straight male.
There you go.
As a straight male. It's just I just thought gay marriage didn't have shit to do with me. You know what I'm saying? I always feel like it's just more pussy for me. Like I just don't give a shit either way. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not let them get married? This motherfucker get married 77 days. Motherfuckers go to Vegas, get married, and get divorced the next week. It doesn't mean shit. So if they want to be married, who gives a fuck? Let them get married. It doesn't mean shit. Now, I do think that the black, you know, Christianity is heavily rooted in the black culture. And I do think some black people are going to back off Obama. You know what I'm saying? Because
what, just not vote?
I'm just saying, just not vote. I mean, I'm sure... Now, y'all Christian, good Christian males on here, so I'm sure
I'm not,
y'all heard some shit at damn church. y'all heard some shit at church. I know my mother said you heard some shit at church about it.
Sunday, the preacher was like, I support my president, but he just threw me for a loop this week. He was just like, I can't support you on that. And he said, so, you know, I don't have no hate for, you know, any gay people that's in here, but if you come to me and ask me to marry you, I just can't do that. He was like, I won't do that. And I was just like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it did rub a couple of, black folks the wrong way when the president said he was okay with gay marriage. You know, black people still have the gay is still taboo to black people. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, we're coming around to it, but we still ain't, you know, we ain't cool with it. Like white people, hey, it's all right. They have coming out parties. You know, yeah. Black people, you know, we just don't see you at the family reunion for 5 years, and then you know you show up with your friend, and then we like, oh, that's how we find out.
Yeah, motherfucker got fringes on his family reunion shirt and shit.
No.
It's taboo to black people and Manny Pacquiao. Man, Pacquiao came out. He said he do not like this shit at all.
Yeah, Pacquiao, that shit was terrible.
he's like, and the Bible says gay men should be put to death. I was like, God damn, Pacquiao, chill out, man.
Hey, he's Filipino, man. He can say it was a misunderstanding. Like Kenny Powell said, oh, I assume you're from Russia. And washed up means something different.
who the Marlins coach did that shit. Translation, Isaac Gill was like, the translation was wrong. I'm like, nigga, you been here 30 years. You know how to speak this language? The fuck you talking about the translation was wrong? It's not like you just got over here. You been here. You played in the league, motherfucker.
He said, work with Sosa.
That's right.
I saw at least 30 games Sosa did an interview after the game. When he had to go in front of Congress, well, Sosa, what you got a damn interpreter for?
interpreter, K.
I was like, you need an interpreter? Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I went back and forth with this shit on Facebook. I don't give a fuck. I don't care who's getting married. That shit doesn't bother me. I need you to fix these gas prices. I need you to fix this unemployment. I need you to talk to me about my student loans. I give a fuck about who's getting married, because half the people that are upset about it are on their second or third marriage and have two or three kids out of wedlock. So don't talk to me about the sanctity of marriage and the Bible and all this shit. You're not respecting marriage yourself. So let gay folks get married. Let's talk about some real issues. And if you're not going to vote for the president because of this, then what the fuck is your problem anyway? You going to vote for the Mormon? Like, if you're all on your Bible deem, you know, that's what you hold and that's what you're clutching. You're not going to vote for Obama, so you're going to vote for the Mormon. Is that what you're going to do?
I vote at all.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen. I mean, I think Jeremy, are you still voting for Obama? Is this a deal breaker for you?
Oh, no, this is not a deal breaker for me. Me having to pay back the $17,000 is a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
Fucking around, voting for fucking Obama. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. Nobody knows my real name. But, you know, we was going through some things. You know, my wife was in school and I was working. And, you know, child care is very expensive. I don't know if any of the people out there in the Fro Nation know about child care, but that's the most lucrative business in America. You know what I'm saying? So don't fuck around, have a kid, and you know, you pay more in child care than you pay for like mortgage and rent and shit like that. So, you know, I mean, we was paying, our rent was like $535, but our child care bill was like $650 a month, and the lady gave us a deal. So anyway, we had to, you know, when we had a second child, we had to figure a way out of that. So we went, you know, we defrauded a couple of documents, you know, to get some child care credit, you know what I'm saying, to get some help. You know, because we weren't going to make it. So, you know, years go by, we own it, whatever. Next thing I know, we get called into the office and about, you know, they talking about something. We have reason to believe that the husband is living, you know, that the child's father is living in the house. And so blah, 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 blah. They do an investigation. Come to find out, it's because I registered to vote and the address I used to vote is what got me.
God damn.
Yeah. And then, so now we have to pay back all the money that they gave us. So thank you, Obama. Your vote cost me $17,000. And so,
damn, yeah. You might not have, maybe you shouldn't have voted.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was like, you was going to win anyway. What was my one vote going to do? But I guess I wanted to be able to tell, you know, people, hey, when we had a black president, the only time we had a black president, I voted. I was there. I was part of it, you know.
And it cost me $17,000.
Yes.
Expensive ass vote, bro.
Yeah, expensive.
So yeah, but I mean, he has to say he's going to do something about that. Of course,
mean shit for him to say that, because he's not a king.
I know.
He's a president.
I know.
So, you know.
I mean, but they always try to say that for the second half of the term. You always say, well, I was in the process of it. If they let me go back in there, but you know.
The only people that stand to get anything from a president doing what he says he's going to do are people, you know, convicts, people on death row. Because them motherfuckers, they start pardoning everybody. When they're about to leave the office, they let everybody out. They be like, fuck you, Dahmer, you want to come through? You free. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you killed who? Ah, fuck that. You free. They just let niggas know. They're the only cats that get out and don't have to worry about shit. But everything else is not going to happen, man. You know, he's done what he could do, but. I don't have any high hopes for any president that gets in office. I think he's done the best that he can do. I think he's done better than anything that Romney can do, so he'll get the vote again this time around. But this whole structure needs to be overhauled, man. This shit don't work. It just don't fucking work.
Correctamundo.
Speaking of shit that's not working, go ahead, bro.
Oh, man, I was watching Grey. You know, I was getting caught up on Grey's Anatomy because, you know, I missed the last couple episodes. And I noticed Uncle Phil was on the episode.
Uncle Phil? And
Uncle Phil, yeah, he was on the episode playing a gay man whose partner was on the bed dying. He was on life support and everything. And it just threw me because I was just like, could I play a gay man? Even if I'm a thespian or whatever you want to call me, I'm not playing a gay dude.
Uncle Phil wasn't playing.
I can't do it. It's true. He's gay.
That's man, rumor. Have you ever seen him offset?
Nah, but if you put in Google, is Uncle Phil, and it's just going to say gay.
That motherfucker's saucy as hell.
Yeah, okay. Because, I mean, he do that little, when he used to do that little sassy thing when he talked, I was like, whoa. And then now that I look back at it, I see some things he do. I'm like, whoa, little homo.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was the voice of the Shredder on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle
course. Yep, that's right.
And let's not act like Shredder was the most heterosexual looking dude. This motherfucker walk around with helmets and masks on. Did he have like a skirt in the front? He had on like a little skirt. You know, hey.
Lived in the sewers, man. He lived by his own rules.
Tonight, I eat turtle soup.
Right. Hell nah.
Got
some more bullshit. It's time for us to give you a Trayvon Martin news. There's a lot of updates this week. Starting with the bullshit. Did y'all buy your Trayvon Target yet for the gun range? Did either of you get in on that? Because they sold out.
Wow.
Basically, this dude, he made a gun range target in the silhouette of a dude with a hoodie, with a bag of Skittles in his pocket, and a bottle of iced tea. Mm-hmm. And he sold the motherfuckers for $8. Mm-hmm. So you're able to buy a whole pack, and they sold out. Yeah. On top of that bullshit, apparently the medical reports came out that show that Zimmerman did have a fractured nose and black eyes and lacerations on his head. But
I told you Trayvon did it. I told you.
Let's slow down a little bit, because this was not from the emergency room. This nigga went to the family doctor. So the incident happened on Sunday. This motherfucker gets a medical report on Wednesday. And he said happened on Sunday. Are you serious?
This is I was waiting on that.
Are you serious?
It keeps getting better, man. Like I said, all this stuff is gonna build up, and then when he gets off,
wait. There's more.
Oh no, more? I can't take anymore.
The reports show that Trayvon had bruises on his knuckles, as if he were in a fight before he got shot. So my question is, in this whole case, and this is the shit that's going to get overlooked, does a fight automatically mean that you were fighting for your life, or does it mean you were just having a fucking fight? I don't know anybody that died from a broken nose.
Exactly. But Trayvon was so big on him, you know, the 17-year-old kid was just so big and intimidating looking and just overpowered him. He was fighting for his life, man. You got to understand. He was fighting for his life.
So does this mean that if me and King Germ get into a fight, and Germ is punching me and whooping my ass, and I shoot him, I'm justified because I'm standing my ground? Not necessarily that Germ is going to kill me, but hey, there's a reason to think that I'm getting assaulted and my life is in danger, right?
In the state of Florida, yes, you have that right. As long as you felt threatened and you feel like, hey...
Unless you're female.
Unless you're Marissa Alexander.
Exactly. Go ahead and give it to a political analyst.
No, I'm just saying she just got 20 years for shooting a warning shot at her husband. She didn't shoot after he beat her multiple times. She didn't shoot him. Just a warning shot.
Not only did she not shoot him, the warning shot wasn't even in his direction. She shot at the ceiling.
Yeah. Mm. 20 years.
Was it a registered gun?
Oh yeah, it don't matter. 20 years.
All her shit. Hey,
that toast might have been hot as a motherfucker.
Happy bodies on it.
G Dep might have used that motherfucker.
This case is just getting out of hand, because at the end of the day, even if you can prove that them niggas had an altercation, what you haven't proved is that he had reason to think that his life was in danger. And at what point is that the case? Like, does that allow cops to shoot anybody if there's an altercation?
Of course.
You know, Florida is like tops in cop deaths in the nation.
Well, Zimmerman ain't a cop.
Oh, damn. this is crazy. I don't understand. Like, if they letting this bullshit go, like, this is the sad part about it. Like, they are allowing this bullshit. Like, it's gonna happen. He's gonna get off with all this, with this overwhelming bullshit ass evidence. Like,
the 22 pieces.
Yeah, and the time sensitive. Like, how you not going to the doctor for a broken nose for 3 days? Like, I mean, you got a broken nose. I'm pretty much you're not sleeping well that first night because you can't breathe.
Exactly.
So I think I'm going to the doctor. You know what I'm saying? You know, so
you're coughing up blood because the blood gonna go back in your mouth.
I'm going to ER. If I thought my life was in danger, I'm going to ER right after the incident.
Yeah, who says they ain't scrubbed the boy knuckles on the ground? You know,
God damn.
I mean, come on, man.
I'm about to say they took the picture of Zimmerman's head with the dead body in the frame.
Yeah, come on. Big pussy. I mean, who was that on The Sopranos and wanted to get shot so bad he paid the dude to shoot him in the ass, man? I mean,
it was Big Pussy, right?
No, that wasn't Big Pussy. Big Pussy went. Wasn't it Joey? I thought it was the one that married Tony's sister. Anyway, you got to sell the story, man. So they probably scrubbed his knuckles on the ground, man. You know, a couple cops whooped up on Zimmerman, beat his ass. You know, hey, man, this is crazy.
And they're doing the extra shit because allegedly the FBI is looking into this case to see if they can try Zimmerman for a hate crime, which, you know, could face the death penalty. But they're not going to try it as a hate crime. They're doing that to appease the black folks. Who are crying for this to be tried as a hate crime.
Exactly. They're like, please BET Awards come on so we can get these motherfuckers off our back. Like, what Basketball-wise over with? Real Housewives? I mean, what's going on? Like, we need something to happen to get these niggas off our back. And so, you know, because niggas
ain't... What's T.I. doing?
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, shit, Beyonce baby pictures. Something. We need something to get off of Trayvon. You know what I'm saying? And, you know... Yeah. They don't understand. Basketball season's about to be over with. Ain't gonna be no sports on, but baseball. Oh, niggas gonna be on that Trayvon shit. So y'all better get your shit together. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know how they could try this as a hate crime. Based on what? The coon?
Because the 911 call. I guess the 911 call was good enough. Because he was showing a lot of hatred on that call. You know what I'm saying? But if I didn't know no better.
But it wasn't because the dude was black. He didn't reference, you know, he just said it was a black male. But outside of that, he didn't say anything about his color.
Yes, he did. He said, he looks suspicious, something. They always fucking get away. And the little stuff he said on the call was kind of like, you know, it could be taken. It was a little harsh.
But there's not enough. It's not a clear cut. As far as I see it, it's not a clear cut enough case to say that it was hate motivated based on race. Because if I'm looking at any little motherfuckers that come in my neighborhood that have hoodies on and are stealing shit, them are the niggas that get away. I don't care that they white, black, Hispanic, Arabic. Those are the motherfuckers that get away. I'm not making a reference to his race.
But you know the problem is, though? Because, you know, he's been making, he done made like $200,000 on his site alone.
$250,000.
Just from donations. $250,000 just from donations. I don't know. I haven't talked to them, and I don't know, you know. But it's the people that are attaching themselves to him. You know what I'm saying? It's the Aryan Nation. It's Ku Klux Klan who are donating money to. It's people who are racist. Like, yeah, he should have killed the nigga.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I think that's the problem with America now. We're seeing, like, people attached to him and saying what he did was right because niggas, you know, that's the problem.
Yeah, and that's the main problem. I agree with you completely. That's the thing I've noticed the most is that when black people are talking about it, the racial thing that we see is how the justice system handled the situation. It's not about Zimmerman and Trayvon. It's about how the justice system handled the situation. Whereas when the white people are talking about this, they're flat out saying, thank you, Zimmerman, you're a real American hero for killing that nigga.
Yeah.
And they're not, you know what I'm saying? And they're not using fake Facebook names, you know, Ted, I'm the man Johnson. They using their real motherfucking names. You can go and look at Paul Phillips and see him saying this shit. And they're not ashamed and they donate money. And I'm like, I don't have a problem with him getting equal representation in court. I don't have a problem with letting the system, quote unquote, work. But the racial implications that the people are putting on it is going to make this shit some serious issues, man. When it finally go down, this shit is going to be serious. I think what Germ said that we talked about it before about the riots, that's going to happen for real.
Yeah.
So you might want to think about that, B.E.Z., while you fucking these white bitches. You know,
ain't lying. You're gonna find yourself in us. You're gonna be in the mall with your white girl and walking holding hands with her, and the shit gonna go down. And nigga just gonna steal on your ass.
Listen,
frail, man. I hate to say you get knocked out. First and she's just gonna sit down. She gonna leave you. She ain't gonna help you fight. Come on, man. That white girl gonna be like,
hey, my brother, please tell me that's not your girl. Please.
Hold up. First of all,
you're so scared.
The fact that y'all think I have an emotional attachment to any woman is fucking crazy. Second of all, I'm fucking them for y'all, okay? I'm fucking them for the black race. For the black race.
Oh, yeah, now you said dating. You said dating.
Oh, yeah, I did say dating.
Yeah. You didn't say fucking. You said dating.
Hold up. Okay. Can I just say fucking now?
It don't matter, because, I mean, unless they're coming straight over your house, you're going to have to take them Applebee's or something. And you're going to be out this damn bird comes out, and it's going to hit the fan.
Listen, man. I went skinny girl. I went young girl, skinny girl, big girl, and I was a white girl.
Hey, just don't get Reginald Denny. That's all I can say, bro. Don't get
Reginald Denny.
Reginald Denny. I'm just, you know, I'm looking out for you.
I'm looking out. Take him out of the truck, hit with a brick, and I'm dancing.
They gonna fuck you.
Anyway. I don't know if y'all checked the inbox. The Nappy Afro inbox. We just had an email come. I know we was looking for a question for the nation.
Oh yeah, go for it.
Yeah. This question is for Robert Taylor III.
RT3.
That's one of our Facebook folks. What's up, Doc?
Okay. Is Peabody still with Nappy Afro, or was he ran off by the site?
Well, he was not ran off the site. Peabody, he's a consultant of Nappy Afro. We say he's a contributor, as BZ like to call him. He didn't get ran off the site. I guess he's just taking a hiatus. I mean, Peabody does have a life. From what I know now, he has a girlfriend in Colorado, so, you know, and maybe he's spending time on her.
Man, business like that?
I didn't say, damn. Nobody knows.
With the state out, the city and everything.
Yeah, Colorado.
Colorado's a big state.
Yeah, but I mean, you ain't have to put none of that in there. You could just say he got a girlfriend.
Okay, well, Peabody has a girlfriend now, and maybe he's spending time with her. So,
well, I will say this.
RT3, we answered your question.
I had no problem with whatever Peabody was doing.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Well, I always feel like this. If people who have a problem with it replace what he was doing. That's all I gotta say.
I'm gonna start up a series. don't start laughing, nigga. I'm gonna start up a series next week of unreleased and uncut shit, and I'll pick an artist and I'm gonna do 35 episodes of it.
You said 35?
I'm gonna do 35 episodes. Fuck it.
Easily, right?
Yeah, easily. I don't have a problem with Peabody shit either. I don't even have a problem with those posts. I just think we had too many of them. And like you said, we started being known as a Tupac site, and I didn't like that shit. But as far as I didn't like that shit. But as far as what Peabody was doing, I had no beef with Peabody. You know, he liked to run his mouth, and we go back and forth, but it was all in good fun. You know, it wasn't like I was gonna see the nigga in the streets and beat him down. So, you know, Peabody, bring your ass back. We put you on the damn Frocast intro. You know, PTZ. Mm-hmm. We put you on there. So, you know, bring your ass back.
He just texted me, so I'm gonna try heading back. But anyway, so yeah, that's the fro. What's it called? Question from the nation.
Yeah, question from the nation. And it's time we got to. Are we doing real to real this week? You got a real to real for us, bro?
We can do it.
Sick leave.
Yeah, we can do it real to real.
Well, let's do it then. It's time for real to real with your nigga. Be easy. What you got for us?
The movie probably gonna be Contagion.
That's a fucked up ass movie, by the way. This week when I was, you know, after I had my little wisdom tooth and I had my little stay in the hospital, my folks came up here. We watched the movie. One movie we did watch that I saw already was Haywire. If y'all seen Haywire, it has stars. It's by Steven Soderbergh, most known for West Wing. You know, some other shit I can't think of right now, but it has Gina Carano, who's also people say UFC fighter. That shit is so fucking wrong. She's an MMA fighter,
right? Like UFC at all. I forgot the name of that promotion, but it was some shit.
Yeah, but if anybody,
yeah,
but I mean, people always say UFC fighter. No, she's not a UFC. And Dana White, I was correct, motherfuckers. But anyway, Gina Carano. She was the lead in this movie. It's basically, I say, as a Cynthia Rock movie. You remember that white chick that used to do karate like on them old Cinemax movies and those like Showtime HBO movies? She like karate and shit like that. She was like the white female kung fu person at the time, karate person at the time. That's basically what Haywire is. Now, Steven Soderbergh directed the movie. If y'all know Steven Soderbergh, he did a movie with Sasha Gray. And I know y'all nasty motherfucker know who Sasha Gray is.
You
watch Entourage, so I know you know Sasha Gray.
Oh, the girl from Entourage. Oh, okay.
We already had a discussion. We already had a discussion, motherfucker. Sasha Gray was a porn star. And he put her in a movie called A Girlfriend Experience. And he put her in the main role because, you know, it has some implications about her being kind of a prostitute in the movie, and she was okay being naked. So he kind of did the same thing with Haywire. I said this time he put like a girl who could actually whoop somebody's ass. It has Channing Tatum in it, has Ewan McGregor, has Michael Fassbender, has Antonio Banderas, Michael Douglas. Has a great cast. It's an okay movie, kind of diluted plotline. The first 10 minutes, though, pretty awesome 10 minutes. I don't know if y'all have y'all seen the movie?
Not yet. It's on the list to watch. I think it's on okay. Redbox.
Yeah. Jeremy, you saw the movie, didn't you?
No, I didn't see Haywire.
Yeah, but yeah, check out the first 10 minutes, though, is pretty crazy. So yeah, I also finally got Netflix.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it took my little $7. Got Netflix, and the documentaries on Netflix are fucking crazy.
You know the way to beat Netflix?
Keep canceling.
Nah, just keep making a new email every month. Get the 1 month free.
Yeah.
Just change the email every month.
The easy way to do it is just like get down like four people. Cause I think after five people, they start, you know, saying, hey, you know, you can't do whatever. And just put the fucking cost down in the middle.
Yeah, I got Netflix too. So one of us need to cancel our account. Just make this shit happen.
Yeah, but you do know that, but as far as documentary on Netflix, they got this documentary called I Think We're Alone Now. It's about these two super fans / stalkers of Tiffany. One's hermaphrodite, and one is a damn dude with Asperger's syndrome.
Every goddamn crazy. Episode. I mean, you come right back into some bullshit. A hermaphrodite movie, really? Is that what we're talking about? The goddamn real?
It's another movie called Hollywood Complex. Was about these parents taking their kids to Hollywood every fucking year. The getting these fucking pilots, and these motherfuckers living fucking like squalor and fucking one. Bedroom apartments and shit like that, like four kids trying to get on fucking TV shows on Disney. It's just some fucking crazy damn shit on Netflix as far as documentaries. So yeah, so check out Haywire. Check out the documentary on Netflix. I hope to have a better movie for you next week. I just watched 21 Jump Street. Still catching up on Game of Thrones. And that's it.
Do you think Gina Carano is like Michael Jai White to me? They could be like the new action heroes. Do you think that she has that in her to be like she could resurrect the Wonder Woman series or some shit like that?
No, she's gonna be in the new Fast and Furious. Yeah, she's gonna be in the new Fast and Furious.
Was it part like 8 or some shit?
Yeah, part 8. But it's like it's part 8. But you know, like they don't go in order because you know it's part 8, but before Tokyo Drift.
Oh my god!
Second one, cause you know the one that just came out is really after the first one. The right. Tokyo Drift is like they all fucked up. They all like different because like some people died and they in the new one, but they died in the last one, and it's all fucked up. But yeah, she's in there. But I think Rihanna's supposed to be in that in the new Fast and Furious 2. I'm not sure.
She's in Battleship.
Yeah. So you seen that movie? Oh, it ain't out yet, is it? Is that it?
No, it didn't come out till like Friday or some shit.
Okay, I mean, if she can get that money, she will. Most time when them singers can go to that, they will go. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe her album will go platinum if she in the movie now.
Ain't that album been on the damn charts forever?
It's been like 26 weeks. It still ain't went.
She should be sitting there like, damn, what? You know, I don't know. She will. She's tenacious. She will get platinum sooner or later, though. You know what I'm saying? She may be a whore, but she works.
God damn.
Just saying. Let's put it out there. Put it out there.
That's a hell of a way to end the goddamn reel to reel. God damn.
Okay.
Let's get into the people. This nigga. Let's get into the people segment. The goddamn real nigga quotes. With your boy King Germ. Let's go.
No cup, no canes, no gates. Just gay. No cuffs, no chains, no gates. Just gay.
Misconception, though. Folk really think I'm stupid. Hell, I like that too.
I'm gonna keep it real. Usually, I keep it, you know, when you see me in the white tee, it's because, you know, that's just that hood in me. You know what I'm saying? I could have put on the nicest shirt, but fuck it.
Okay, well, the first thing, I don't care about no recognition and all that. I want some money. You know what I'm saying? Keep your recognition. I ain't like all these dudes who are up here tap dancing and bootlegging and square bopping. I'm about the money.
All right, people, you heard the intro, man. This is your real nigga quotes from your boy, King Germ. And right now we got my boy, Sinister, who gave us that lovely, that doozy a couple weeks back. He's back with another one. So, Sinister, shout out. This is you. He says, okay, you asked for it. He said, my best friend. Oh, pause. he said, my best friend's sister wants me to hit. We've been boys forever. He's basically my brother. His sister was basically my sister until she hit me with this. We boys and I'm always around. And since she came back home from the community college, she hangs with us too. She always be saying shit, and my boy just brushes her off as fast or playing too much. But she real with it. Should I hit?
This nigga must have to get the gab, dog. Shit.
Two words. Hell yes. only reason I wouldn't say hit is if she looked just like your homeboy. I had a situation like that where my homeboy's sister, she wanted to give me the guts. You know, that's a 90s reference if you kids don't understand.
And, you know, I got the guts reference?
Yes.
Guts, yo. God damn.
And, you know, but the only problem was her and her brother looked so much alike, so I just couldn't see her without seeing him. And I was just like, yo, man, my meat ain't going to get hard, you know what I'm saying, because you look just like your brother. You know, not that she was an ugly girl or nothing, but not to her brother.
Did you tell her exactly yes. What my meat ain't
going to
get hard?
No, I just said, nah, man. I said, you just look too much like your brother, man, and me and Aunt Boys, I don't want to do. You know, she like, my brother ain't got nothing to do with this. I'm old. I'm grown. I'm old enough to, you know. But you know, basically, I was just like, hey, man, it ain't gonna get hard. You know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, you look like your boy. But so, like I said, if she don't look like her brother and she like a girl, I mean, drag. I mean, what he gonna do? She grown now. She gonna end up fucking somebody anyway. You might as well be a nigga that he cool with. Cause the next nigga ain't gonna have no respect for her feelings, and he gonna drag her through the mud. He gonna mud her out. So at least you ain't gonna mud her out. But you know that, you know. I ain't saying you got to go with her or nothing, but, you know, just be gentle with her, man. Don't pull her hair when you're hitting her from the back and choking her and shit, man. Just, you know, be gentle, man. Just, you know, knock it off like a gentleman, man. You know, that's all I can say, man.
Knock her off like a gentleman.
I need to know where the fuck Sinister stay at, because this nigga got bitches throwing pussy. Last week he had the mother-daughter, or whenever we did that before. This time he got the goddamn sister. What happened with the mother? Did he end up fucking with the mother?
Oh, actually, he said, okay, he said, thanks for answering my question on the show. I still ain't pulled the trigger yet. He said, but the daughter been holding out on the ass, so she about to make my decision for me. He said, I had some beef from online thugs, too, but I handled that shit already. I got more stories, but I give some other folks time to shine, man. So,
this motherfucker, I guess, the livest nigga in wherever the fuck Sinister is from.
Yeah, I fuck with you, man. Anytime you're in my city, holler at me, man. First drink on me if you're old enough to drink. But according to your, I don't think you're old enough to drink yet, sir. So I have to buy a bottle. We come back to the house or in the neighborhood and chill, man. Put you on some real hoes.
Might not want to bring that motherfucker around Queen Germ, man. I'm just saying.
Hey, I rule my house with an iron fist, son. And,
I need you, Claire, for real. Ask my nigga for real.
Straight up.
Damn.
This nigga. It's, okay. So we wind it down. It's time to end the show. And you know how we end the motherfucking Frocast. It's time for the hit or hell nah. You know how it goes. We play the music. I come back and let you know what you heard. So here it is. Hit or hell nah for episode 29 of the Frocast.
And now it's time for your Frocast. NappyAfro.com newest game show. Hit or hell nah. All you have to do is listen to the track, and at the end of the Frocast, post your comment, let us know your vote, let us know if you think it's a hit or a hell no. And now, this week's candidate.
And I got what's saying, cause she want me to say, cause I got what's saying. Hey, 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 cause I got what's saying, cause she want me to say, cause I got what's saying. Come a dime a dozen cousins, so the fat boy don't cuff them. I just keep them on their toes, ready for loving. That thick kind be fine with that dip in their spine. With thighs, I'll tell you anything that been on my mind. That golden brown round look even better in lace nightgowns. But she know what she doing when she goes to bring it down. Pick it back up. Shorty know she be hurting me. Flirt with me to have enough to make me big while she rubbing me. But I ain't too proud, but I had an epiphany. If I act like I don't want it, then she give it up instantly. That little thing she play don't faze your boy. But I like the way she do it, she amaze your boy. Tastes just like butter pecan, juicier than a plum, thicker than a Snickle. So you know I got to get some, man, I love it. When you throw it back and I touch it, put it in my face, cause you know I can't get enough. And I got what's saying, cause she want me to say, cause I got her saying, hey, 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 cause I got her saying, cause she want me to say, cause I got her saying, hey, 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 hey. I got a feeling for my touch and she wanting me. Plus I got my hands where they ain't supposed to be. She won't sit, Morella, she said so. I let her head full of sexy thoughts from the moment that I met her. Checked in a room for sex and paid for the extra day. So we just slept in, jeans look painted on. Damn, shorty is a 10, even got bun ass man. She got some friends. I like girls who like girls, even take a couple twins. Black or white, thick or thin, rack or men in that blend like I'm young. But I prefer the older chicks too, rocking them hips to Sade. Sweetest taboo, one with tats on they back or some hitting by they shoes. Natural, they coffee shots of them bougies and Tougaloo. So you know, Casey got a style and swagger so mean. Got your favorite MySpace models claiming my Billie Jean. And I got what's saying, cause she want me to say, cause I got her saying, hey, 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 cause I got her saying, cause she want me to say, cause I got her saying, hey, hey, hey,
that's this week's contestant, everybody. Make sure you leave your comment and your vote. Let us know if you think it's a hit or a hell no. And now, back to the crew.
Alright, so what we just listened to was from an MC by the name of Theka Jones. T-H-E-C-A Jones. You can find him on Twitter at Theka Jones. Or I think he also goes, he's got another name. It's Casey Jones, if you look at him on YouTube, and I think he's got a Casey Jones Twitter, but go by Theka Jones, you'll find all this stuff. The song that we listened to was Flawless, and that's off his mixtape. I think you could still, you might be able to get a live link if you have a premium account on that Piff. But look it up, man, Theka Jones, T-H-E-C-A Jones. What you think about that? We're going to start with the political analyst, B-Easy. What you think of the song Flawless by your boy Theka?
I still want to figure out how I get it. Anyway, I liked it. Surprisingly, I did like it. It reminds me, the production reminds me like of old Kanye. I don't know why I keep thinking that. But the lyrics were kind of simple. It wasn't great. The delivery wasn't great. But, I mean, it could have been worse. It's a hit. I'm not going to break it out too much. It's a hit.
The Homie King, John, what you think, bro?
Well, you know, I when I saw it in the inbox, you know, I said I listened to the whole mixtape, you know, a couple times. And, wow. You know, I like the song. I mean, you know, it kind of reminds me of Big Crit, you know, and it just is like, you know, I'm from the South, so I can relate to his music. And it's just not like, you know, he got simple lyrics, but it's not like simple 2 Chainz lyrics. Like, 2 Chainz, Alley, you know, Alley Boy, Fuck Boy, whatever he called himself.
He called Fuck Boy.
Rocco. I mean, whatever he called himself, you know what I'm saying, you know. and it just, you know, but it was pretty cool. So I'm saying it's a hit, man. You know, I listen to him. I will listen to him again.
Yeah, I listened to a couple songs off the mixtape. I think this was my favorite song off the mixtape, and it was the first song. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but yeah, I think Flawless makes me, you know, think of the Southern rappers. I thought of immediately of Devin Dude for some reason. Maybe yes. It's the slow delivery or the syrupy ass beat or whatever the hell it was. But yeah, I give it a hit. You know, Thekka Jones made the Frocast. You know, shout out to Thekka Jones. And you can follow him on Twitter at Thekka Jones. I'd say it's a hit. You know, hopefully we get some more music and some more correspondence from the homie. And that's how we do. Make sure y'all send in your music in, send in your questions for either Real Nigga Quotes or for Questions from the Nation. If you got some music, send it in. We get tons of music every week, so this shit won't stop. We might have to start doing more than one song just so y'all can hear the amount of shit we get, because we literally get, you know, maybe 10 or 15 of these a day. So
that's what I say. I mean, we're gonna have to just waste a post a week, but I mean, just weekly.
I think you said it.
I mean, you know, just a post a week just to do another song, you know, let them know. Just, I mean, it's nothing just to put a post on. We ain't got to put a bio about the artist. We can be like, hey, we can do 3 or 4 of them in one post. And we just be like, hey, these, you know, this is such and such. This is the song. What y'all think? You know what I'm saying? You know, and 3 contestants. And have, like, you know, a contest, you know, like who wins out of the 3 or something. I don't know.
And this would be a good way if y'all, you know, if you're trying to figure out what the Facebook is for Nappy Afro or why you should be on the Facebook page. I sometimes post the videos because we get videos and songs. I post the videos on the Facebook page. So if you want to see the shit we get in the inbox, friend us on Facebook, and you'll get to see some of the shit that we get sent in. And all of it's not good. We got a motherfucker sent us, it was like a pop song 2 weeks ago. It was like soft rock. He was like, you know, I want to see if you can get this reviewed on your site. Do you listen to any of the shit that we do on the site? Do you read? No, nigga. This shit, nobody giving us this shit. But yeah, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, all the social networks. We got all that shit.
And the Facebook is facebook.com/nappyafro, and Twitter is twitter.com/nappyafro. I will say that the guys in the pop song in, it was perplexing to me because it was a contact. So he had to go to the site, click on the contact, look, and type all that shit in.
If I won't even out the person that confused me with this shit, but 9 times out of 10, the people that send this shit don't know nothing about the site. They have no idea. I don't know if there's an email blast out there that just has our information out. But they'll be like, hey, you know, I listen to your Frocast all the time, man. And you'll be like, oh, okay, cool. I want to know if you can put this on the Frocast. Be like, all right, straight, we got you. Hey, what day do you do the Frocast? What? Nigga, you just said, you know what I'm saying? You just listen to it. Like, what are you talking about? I want to help, you know what I'm saying? If you could review my mixtape, man, you know, because what I want to do is help bring traffic to your site. What? Man, look. You might have to start making this be a prerequisite. If you're trying to get down with the fro, you need to be down with the fro before this shit starts.
Yeah. Just don't tell us that, because we know, motherfucker. Like, we have an analytic page. If you tell us what city you from, we can break it down and see, oh, you really a fan, huh? Oh, all right, you know, so.
But the sad thing is, it would literally take somebody 5 minutes just to read a 2 or 3 argument. Okay. I know this nigga. Okay. And then come out, the guy was like, hey, what did he say, Jeremy? Be easy. You know, like, thank you for putting up certified bangers every week. That shit took him 2 minutes to figure that shit out. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga do this shit every week. Okay, I just say this in the damn email. Mm-hmm. But niggas, they wouldn't even take that. Most niggas wouldn't even do that shit. They'd be like, well, I'm just going to say I like this
stuff. Thank you for crushing my dreams. He was like, yeah,
I mean, that didn't help anything. I still didn't listen to the music. I'm sorry. I mean, thank you.
But it's a guy that posts on the Facebook wall. I think we're going to have to, you know, fuck with him because he actually got some good music. I'm trying to think what his name is. He's an artist. If you look on the wall, he's the only person that probably posted. Well, he's not the only person because it's pretty nice. But, yeah, we're going to start reaching out more, man, and, you know, trying to get these people to, you know, hear y'all music, man. That's what y'all put it out here for. So we're going to help you get it out there, man.
And I'm offering awesome. This up to y'all. You know, we could take this on the vote off the show or whatever. But I'm starting to feel like if we get the music in and we put it on the show and we don't hear back from the artists, we slam their ass the next week before we introduce it like that. That's just how I feel about it. If you pay attention to the site, and you listen to the Frocast, and we put you on, and, you know, we give you the hit or hell no section, and we say it's a hit, and we still don't hear from you, at that point, it's time for us to drag you through the mud.
Well, you know.
I'm looking directly at you, the Amazon. That's what I'm saying.
It's all right. So, hey, name names, nigga. Ain't no bitches around her.
Also,
doing the chicken dance as I said that, nigga. I'm doing the same thing.
Also, I do want to say that if you want to submit a drop to the Frocast, just something that's saying, you know, you heard Tracy May, you heard Peabody, you heard Joji Mo. You want to do that? Send it to the inbox. We'll help you out. We'll plug whatever you got to plug. But,
and the Fro ugh. FM too. I need those for the Fro.
And the Fro FM too. First of all, hey, listen.
Any rapper, we taking plugs.
Now, look, pause. I recently my car went down, so now I'm driving a 1989 Volvo.
Oh shit, you got a real car now, nigga.
Though, nigga, god damn.
Yeah.
That's and the old so Volvo I'm, that's got the diagonal shit on the front.
So I was listening to the Fro FM this weekend when I got it, and I was listening to it, and it was really good. I know you're gonna be like, motherfucker, of course it was good. But you know how you be like, no, it was really good. Like, I was like, that's not bad.
I got one on deck. I just ain't uploaded yet, so we might double feature this week.
And you had like, I mean, I know this is, I think this is good. But I think you had like 80 downloads for it. I think that's pretty good.
Oh, that's dope. That's better than what I thought. You know what I mean? I didn't get no feedback. It was like, you know, six people talking. 3 likes on Facebook, so I didn't know how it did. So that's good.
But right now, if you go to the forums right now, it was 23. Like, it's 10 motherfuckers just there. Not logged in. Not saying nothing, just there. So we have lurkers all the time. So that's just something. And we also have a gynecology surgery for some reason in the forum. So anyway,
I don't know where that
is. I wonder how much pussy you got around that motherfucker, I'm sure.
Yeah, no. I'm sure that's where it's pulling from. But I did want to tell you that it was really good. That was a great idea. Very, very well executed, too. So.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome,
sir.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Did you?
Oh, I came up with the name for FM, but you know, hey, who knows? Who cares?
Okay. Did you have him put together the music?
Not at all. Not one single, not a single kilobyte.
Okay. I'm just thanking him for doing that. But no, it's very good. And I always say thank you for that follow support. Thank you for the support of people who didn't care when I was gone. We appreciate that too. But no. I didn't want to come back because y'all had a pretty good chemistry going on.
Stop that bullshit, man. Stop that.
I know, man.
Let the people know what reviews we got coming up because we got a lot of people asking what the fuck is going on with reviews. What reviews do we have coming up hopefully within the next week?
The B.O.B. may be done either tonight or by Friday.
Is anybody checking it's for late. That, though?
I've been
waiting for the B.O.B. review, man. It's pretty gracious.
I am like a motherfucker.
So I've been listening to it. Calvin is doing a new Killer Mike album.
Should be up next week. Yeah.
Whoa.
So he asked for that one. So I'm waiting for that one. Dub is doing the Absol
next week.
Next week. If by doing the Absol, that means we did all four of the Black Hippie. We did the J Rock, we did the Kendrick, we did the Schoolboy Q, and now we're doing the Absol. So that's all four of them. And that's it. I mean, then I think they come hot and heavy then.
Who is Krill's Khalil? Who is this Krill's Khalil? Who?
Yeah, the nigga down with Take Nine.
What's his name?
Krill's Khalil. Chris,
Krill's Khalil is down with Take Nine.
Oh, okay. Somebody had requested that one too.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
Oh, okay.
I mean, first of all, I know who he is, and let me say this: I don't have a problem with Take Nine because I know for a while somebody emailed me and was like, "Do we have a problem with Take Nine?"
Remember Jason Whitlock from the ESPN? Y'all got into it about it one time.
Yeah, I have no problem.
This was early. Nine. This was early in the Nappy Afro days. All right, Jason fucking Whitlock, dog.
Niggas
hate him, though. Yes, he told me some y'all don't know much about y'all something because it was in the Tech Nine thing and I was just like, yo, this is crazy. Matter of fact, he emailed us and you know what I'm saying, the shit about it. And I was just like, damn, Jason fucking Whitlock.
He's quite the internet troll. I won't even go into how I know who the fuck he is, but yeah.
But no, I don't have a problem with him. He just doesn't make music that I like. He's a talented guy. I just don't like his music that much. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't ever shoot him and say he's not talented, blah, blah. But I'm saying, I think that says people most on the site, too. It's like people on the site really don't like Tech Nine like that.
People in life don't like Tech Nine.
God damn.
But next month, though, that's when we're going to have to kind of, because we got, next month we got...
Waka!
We got, well, the real music we got Big Crit, we got Currency. we got Slaughterhouse, we got Waka Flocka, we got Juvenile. I don't know if they're gonna get reviewed. We got Pastor Troy. We got DMS and we got Maybach Music. So next month's gonna be a little more crazy. So hopefully we back up. I may have to roll out the carpet again to get some more people to come in here.
We just need to do goddamn reviews.
Yeah, I know, right? Damn. We got 30 people on staff, and you just named 8 reviews. I'm sure we can figure it out.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I know I got the walker, so it really don't matter. So you can take that one off the list. I called that months ago, man.
We already had goddamn Jay-Z getting reviewed by this nigga. You can't review Waka. We already know.
Come on, I don't know why y'all. I don't know if you look at the site, look at every Jay-Z review, look who done them.
We'll talk about this shit off the air, man. This is.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Let's just wrap this shit up. We've been talking for 2 hours. This is episode 29, the Eric Dickerson episode. I'm your man, Saul Wright, kicking it, Sicky Ricardo, and the nigga King Germ, the real nigga. We'll holler at y'all next week, and send your questions in. That's what's up.
Happy yeah, I need more questions, man. I got that good advice on deck for y'all niggas.
Yeah, young OJ.
We out.
Young Magic, young Irvin.
Here we go. All right. Are you cutting the apple?
You know, Germ is always eating or washing dishes or something for at least the first 30 minutes of the front cat. Yeah.
I just left the Candy Lady house. It got me an icy, man. That's what I'm...
The Candy Lady said icy?
Peach mango. She got peach mango, pink lemonade, strawberry, something. Man, and then we got another one. Like, they got competition in my neighborhood who can have the best icies, basically, because... One person got one. They put a Jolly Rancher at the bottom of theirs. And,
really?
Yes. Okay. I'm telling you, man. I told you the candy lady down here is actually a dude. Where's him and his old lady? They run the thing, but they got a cash register in their house, and they give you a receipt when you go in there and buy shit.
What the hell?
I promise you, mm-hmm. I imagine Germ's neighborhood looks like First Friday movie.
Oh, you want to see?
Go to Instagram.
Hey, no, go. And then my Facebook page, I upload a video of some girls fighting in my neighborhood. But anyway, like today at the Candyman house from 6 to 9, he has 25-cent wings. And he got...
So hold on. So I get it at 9:30. They're not cheap. They're not on sale anymore.
They're not 25 cents. But look, though, this is what you can do. You can text him your order on his cell phone. You can text him your order, and, you know, he'll get you in there.
And this is at his house.
This is at his house. You walk into his house, it looked like a store in there. His whole, like, when you walk in, it looked like a store. Like, I mean, his whole living room, there, all the space, it looked like a, I mean, he got it set up just like a store. I mean, he got everything you want, man.
NappyAfro.com